Broadcasting from the University City, we are Cambridge 105.
Today I've come to Hobart Road, just off Mill Road, to meet with Andy Dakin. Andy, a very good afternoon to you.
Yeah, hello.
Now, when I looked at your website, when I looked at the stuff that it said about you in the brochure, you kind of think, jack of all trades, master of none, but actually you're jack of all trades, master of all trades, from what I can tell. Tell us a bit about your background and how you got into doing art.
Okay, well, from school I did the foundation at what is now Anglia Ruskin. Right. That's a year, and then I went to Manchester to study fine art. So this is, we're talking 25 years or so ago. But following that, there was a couple of years where I painted portraits and was doing fine, but I kind of started doing other things that I found a little bit more stimulating. You know, as a young man, when I was painting on my own in the studio, I had a feeling that life was kind of going on outside. So I kind of started to do a few other things, you know, and got into media for a while.
What attracted me was what I thought originally was a photo, but it's not. It's a charcoal drawing, you were saying.
Yeah, well, actually, in that period, what I started to do a media, I took a lot of photographs where I took my own photographs, processed them, and there was a whole batch of work that I thought was really good that nobody on earth got to see except for me. So years later, when I was thinking of ways to get involved with Cambridge Drawing Society, these images came back to me, and there was a few of this old man, as people call him, and I put a few together and came up with that.
And was it easy to get back into, did you find? Did you find all the old styles and techniques were there?
Actually, no. I found it very hard. I was wanting to be very creative again, and I started going to life drawing. And in my head, I was good, but when it came to practice, I was actually quite surprised at how I'd kind of wasn't as good as I thought I was. So I've done a hell of a lot of life drawing, which really got me back into the groove and the progression. If you keep doing it, it's kind of clear to see. You know, you look back and you think, actually, yeah, I have improved.
You know. Yeah. And is it just a case of practice does make perfect, or have you taken guidance from others along the way?
Well, it's quite interesting. I joined the Drawing Society, and their motto is like draw a line every day or something. And it actually is true. The more drawing you do, the more familiar you get with how your media works, and your eye gets in. And then if you stop for a bit, you have to, you know, go back a little bit and catch up. So yeah, the more you do, definitely.
But you've moved on as well. You're not just doing the charcoal stuff. I mean, I was amazed. I went to your website and there's bits of everything. But and I have to say, there's some is very simplistic in style and some, again, is fine art. You really seem to be trying everything and doing very well at it all.
Oh, well, thanks for saying that. I don't know about that. But I guess returning to it, and as I returned to it, I started to read a lot more art than when I was at college. You know, at college, I didn't really have the right head on, but I've been going to charity shops and getting as many art history books as possible. So I kind of, my brain is a bit wider than it was. Yeah. So I've just tried different things, and, you know, the charcoal comes more naturally to me. But ideally, I'd like to do a hell of a lot more paintings, which I find a lot harder.
Yeah, but that's a good challenge, isn't it? It gives you something to stimulate the brain. So how have you chosen what you're going to exhibit at Cambridge Open Studios?
Okay, well, I guess this is for the Open Studios, it's the accumulation of 2 years of my work. So I've got the pictures that I've sold. Most people are returning them to me for a couple of weeks, and there's a few of those. So the charcoal drawings that people may be familiar with of faces and light and shade and you know, quite a lot of tone and intricate work, that they're going to be there. But also this year I've done a lot more paintings, so there's going to be a number of realistic-ish figurative colour paintings in oil.
And how do you decide what it is you're going to do? Do you just sort of wander into your studio? We're here at the end of your garden. Do you just wander in one day and think, well, shall I pick up a charcoal or shall I pick up a brush?
Well, no, because when I'm gardening, I've quite a lot of sort of space to myself, so I think quite hard about what I'm going to do. But I don't think too hard. I follow my instincts. So if there's something I want to do, I try to get it done as quickly as possible, because otherwise it might sit on the back burner for 2 years. So really, I've just been, if there's something I want to do, I try to do it as quickly as possible.
Okay, and what's your favourite format? Do you like? We're in front of a piece of plywood at the moment. Is it on canvas or on wood, or just whatever comes?
Just literally, I'm trying a few different things out. I've been doing a few paintings on paper recently. I've been using photocopying as well, and kind of that's I don't know, I don't even know what kind of wood it is, but I picked that up for the cheap B&Q, and there's a few bits of hardboard kicking about, and I'm trying it just to see, you know, I don't think there's any rules, and also at the moment this is a cheaper option.
Yeah.
Do you reject much?
Yes, I've got quite a few things that I've turned around and
do it again.
Or just leave it for ages. But then sometimes you think, oh, there is something in that. And I've got quite a few things that are half finished and a few things turned to the wall, yeah.
And how about commissions? If people take a look at your website and decide they like what you do, if they come and see you at Cambridge Open Studios, is this something you're looking to do?
Well, yeah, I mean, recently I've been doing some portraits and I have some commissions lined up for that now. So that's something that I'm hoping after Open Studios, I have a few more lined up, which will give me the chance to do things that people have asked for, but also help me with the things that I want to do that are my own.
Okay, you're looking to do weeks 2 and 3, or you're open for weeks 2 and 3. The other couple of weeks, are you going to be seeing what everybody else is up to?
Well, certainly the first week, I'm hoping to get down. You know, I've been to quite a few in the past, but there's a few things that I want to, you know, I want to make sure that I'm not making any mistakes, and if someone does something really well, then I think I might borrow that idea. For example, I went to a Karen Stampers a couple of years ago, and she offered us a glass of Pimm's at the time, so I thought that was quite nice. But I don't know what my wife will think about me dishing out Pimm's all day long, so I'm looking for, you know, to see a few and see what they do well.
And how about the children? You've got 4 young children, you were saying.
Well, they're not young.
Oh, right.
From 8 to 21.
So. And are they showing signs, or have any of them developed in dad's footsteps?
Well, actually, my eldest daughter is really good, but she's good at quite a few things. So she doesn't recognise it. She's quite interested in languages and history and drama and things. So she's good, but it's not her passion. So, and then my younger daughter, you know, she loves art, but... there's no knowing where that takes her because she's only 8. So,
sure. So for you, what's still left to do? If you're looking ahead now, you've got back into this after a big break. What's still on the horizon?
Okay. Well, this is one of my sort of mini ambitions. I've always wanted to be in Open Studios. It's something I've hoped to be involved in. My next step I'm hoping for is that in a year or two to have my pictures in a gallery somewhere. I'm not saying my own exhibition, I would just really like to exhibit somewhere else rather than on my own terms, you know.
Excellent. Okay, well listen, it's been lovely to meet you. Thank you. Good luck with Cambridge Open Studios. If people want to check out your website.
Yeah, this is quite a long one. www.andydakinartandgardens.weebly.com.
Okay, what we'll do is we'll make sure that's on the Cambridge 105 website. So just go to cambridge105.fm and we'll make sure it's there. It's been a pleasure to meet you. Lovely art, and good luck with Cambridge Open Studios.
Well, thanks very much.